It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I'm your host for this special episode, Bob Brinkman, and you were just listening to the song Keel Row from the Bob Bielefeld album Around the Ancient Oaks. Bob Bielefeld passed away in December of 2018, bringing to a close a career of over 40 years. He had performed with Celtic Stone, the Gypsy Gorilla Band, he was a burly minstrel, he was a founding member of Cantiga. He performed with Owen Fife in the New World Renaissance Band. He was a musician. He was a mentor. He was a husband. And he was a friend. In tribute to Bob Bielefeld, we are bringing you a special episode today. One made up entirely of music debuting for the first time here on the Renaissance Festival Podcast. Songs that we have either not played before or have never had the opportunity to play before. Of course, with Bob's passing, so many wonderful memories have been shared, and we are honored to be able to share a number of them with you. This first comes from childhood friend H. William Smith, who writes, "I will tell you a story. This goes back almost 50 years. There was a group of kids in Waukesha, Wisconsin, who coalesced around my mom, Connie Smith, a teacher of theater to young people. One of those kids was Bobby, as we knew him. Bob Bielefeld was one of us. Some of us were also musicians, and Bobby was not only one of us, he was already one of the best of us, and we were a talented bunch. He was already unique, and I, for one, was one who was drawn to him as a friend. We had adventures, including a time when he rode his bicycle from Waukesha to his grandmother's home in Door County. As I remember it, I met him up there. We spent a night dripping, yes, it was probably 1971 or so, in the local graveyard. I've never forgotten that night and that trip. We went on our separate paths as performers not long after, and I did not ever see Bobby again. Luckily, we reconnected on Facebook a number of years ago, and I was able to see this amazing journey Bob took. He went to Texas, and I went to Montana, and eventually the Appalachian Mountains, and traditional mountain music. Tomorrow night, I will play the Carter Fold. Yes, those Carters. Carter Fold, with the young musicians we teach in the Junior Appalachian Musicians Program. I will be playing my bass for Bobby, and I will try to tell these young musicians about the beautiful spirit that was Bobby Bielefeld, my old dear friend. Up next is a track by the group Celtic Stone from their album Druid Wood. Let's lift our spirit with some country dances.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance?
I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because...
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Και η βλάμη σα χορεύει όμορφο καρσίλαμα. Παλαμάκια, παλαμάκια, να χτυπούν τα ταγκουνάκια. Να χτυπούν τα ταγκουνάκια στο σημέντο στα πλακάκια. Πεθαίνεις με τον όμορφο χορό. Σπάς τα όλα καυτά όλα και θα τα πληρώσω εγώ. Παλαμάκια, παλαμάκια, να χτυπούν τα ταγκουνάκια. Να χτυπούν τα ταγκουνάκια στο σημέντο στα πλακάκια. Πάνω με ζωηγό το μπαγλαμά. Και η βλάμη σα χορεύει όμορφο καρσίλαμα. Παλαμάκια, παλαμάκια, να χτυπούν τα ταγκουνάκια. Να χτυπούν τα ταγκουνάκια στο σημείο στα πλακάκια.
Thank you.
balla macchia, nati punta da conacchia, nati punta da conacchia, sto sentendo sta placacchia. Opa!
That was Palamacchia by Vanna Mazzi, recorded live in concert at Nuevo Chile in Toontown, November 3rd, 2012. Coming up next, a little bit of live cantiga. This recording of Skillywidden comes from a performance at Scarborough in 2013, and there's a little bit at the beginning that you might want to listen for closely. About 8 seconds in, there's a slight clopping sound, and that is because Bob Bielefeld has removed and dropped his shoe onto the stage. The song then pauses, literally waiting for the second shoe to drop, 12 seconds in. Joyous, joking, full of fun. Skillywidden. Cantiga. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jesse Linder. I requested a couple of minutes as part of this tribute to Bob Bielefeld. But when the time comes to actually say the words, they just don't come easy. And I was very familiar with his music and his contributions to Renaissance Fair music as we know it. But I didn't have the good fortune to meet Bob until early 2017. It was my first year performing at the Florida Renaissance Festival. And one of the traditions of FLARF is the early morning, early music program that we would put together right after the cannons fired and the gates opened. Just anybody who was interested and willing to participate would gather, and we would do cantigas and other pieces of early music together. That was my first chance to actually meet and interact with Bob. As the season progressed, we had more and more opportunities. I've been recording some interviews for this podcast, and I asked Bob if he would be interested in being interviewed, and of course he was. And I asked him how he got started in the Renaissance Fair circuit, and he begins regaling me with a story of his first time at the Texas Renaissance Fair and about getting chased around the parking lot by a redneck in a pickup truck, and the story went on and on and on, and it was a wonderful story, but there was no way I was going to be able to use this interview for the podcast. But it turns out, one, that was typical Bob, and two, he loved telling that story because I've seen and heard other references to him telling that story in the subsequent time. This is a man who loved what he was doing and loved the people that he was surrounded by. And even when his health was failing him, he never lost that joy. And that's an inspiration to me in particular. We're in a fortunate and blessed community. We're a band of brothers and sisters drawn together by a common spirit and a common passion. What we've gained from one another, what we've been able to give one another, let's celebrate it while we still can. Tell your friends you love them. Tell them you appreciate them. And be the kind of friend, the kind of lover that they've been to you. Safe journeys to you all.
The lark of the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her breast. And like the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her wings. Oh, Roger the plowboy, he is a dashing blade. He goes whistling and singing over yonder leafy shade. He met with pretty Susan, she's handsome, I declare. She is far more enticing than the birds all in the air. The lark of the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her breast. And like the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her wings. One evening coming home from the rakes of the town, the meadow's been all green and the grass is all cut down. As I should chance to tumble all in the new mown hay, oh, it's kiss me now or never love this bonny lass did say. The lark of the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her breast. And like the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her wings. With 20 long weeks, they were over and were past. Her mother chanced to notice how she thickened around the waist. It was the handsome plowboy, the maiden she did say, for he calls for her to tumble all in the new mown hay. The lark of the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her breast. And like the the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her wings. Here's a health to all you plowboys, wherever you may be, that likes to have a bonny lass a-sittin' on your knee. With a jug of good strong porter, you'll whistle and you'll sing, for a plowboy is as happy as a prince or a king. The lark of the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her breast. And like the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her wings. The lark of the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her breast. And like the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her wings. The lark of the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her breast. And like the jolly plowboy, she whistles and she sings. She goes home in the evening with a dew upon her wings. The lark of the morning, she rises off her nest. She goes home.
As if to reinforce how tightly interwoven the Renaissance Festival music scene is, that was Axel the Sot, joined by Misty Bernard of Hooligan, as well as Bob Bielefeld, on Axel the Sot's album, Back to the Sea, which was produced by Jim Hancock. That, of course, was Lark of the Morning. I'd like to take this moment to thank everyone who reached out to me as I've been putting together this show. Without the help of Jim Hancock, Coyote, and so many other people, there is no way that we could have put together as fitting a tribute show as I believe we have. There is still music that we were not able to fit in, and so many memories. So thank you to everyone that helped me put this together. I appreciate it. Coming up next, speaking of Coyote, we have Moses Freed the Slaves from Kai's album Mantras and Diatribe. Enjoy.
Thank you. If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpiliada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com for full details and to reserve your spot.
Just listening to Bridget Cruz from the Sarah Marie Mullen album We Brought the Summer With Us. Bob Bielefeld appeared on a number of Sarah Mullen's albums, including We Brought the Summer With Us and The Wild Woods. Coming up next, we have a track from the album Timeless by musician Russell Cook. Russell Cook is a hammered dulcimer player and builder from Oklahoma. He won first place in the 1981 Walnut Valley National Hammered Dulcimer Championship. He built his first dulcimer in 1979 and has continued building them ever since, now under the name Masterworks. When asked about his working relationship with Bob, Russell wrote this: "I'm so sorry to hear about Bob Bielefeld. He was a hoot, a great example of someone who poured themselves into their music. He loved the flute. Or should I say, flutes. He had a flute for every purpose, and some for purposes unknown. He was rather short, if I remember correctly. He played a flute or a recorder so huge, he had to stand on a box to play it. It was big and long and heavy. It, and all his other collection of flutes, performed mightily on my album Timeless, back in the early 80s. He was featured on several cuts, such as the title piece, Timeless, The Three Little Drummers Medley, Carolyn's Dream, Cunning Workman, Carolyn's Draft, If, and ship's a sailing. Wow, what a great time we all had putting that project together. It was an important juncture in my musical, dulcimer-focused career, and I'm proud he was a part of it. And I'm proud to say he was my friend. I'll bet he is just playing his heart out in heaven right now. Go, Bob, go. Well, we'd like to thank Mr. Cook for sending that memory along, and we'd like to thank him for giving us permission to play this piece for you. What we have is one of the aforementioned medleys, Ships a-Sailin', The Dawn, and Drowsy Maggie, performed by Russell Cook, featuring Bob Bielefeld, from his album, Timeless.
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder and Brad Boucher. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard. If you like our show, please consider helping us bring you more music by becoming a Patreon backer. Patreon members receive exclusive thank you gifts and content, including early releases of the show, free CDs, and access to the new Liner Notes podcast. Find out more information at patreon.com/renfestpodcast. And as always, thank you for your support.
The final voting for the Renaissance Festival Awards for 2018 is now open. Go to renaissancefestivalawards.org and cast your votes for your favorite performers, your favorite shows, your favorite festivals. Voting is now open and will continue until midnight on January 31st. So be sure to go over and vote. These awards are brought to you by Renaissance Magazine and the Renaissance Festival Podcast Minions.
We need a banana or a clothespin. There we go.
All hail to the days that merit more praise than all the rest of the year. And welcome the nights that double delights, as well for the poor as the beer. Sweet blessings attend each merry man's friend that doth but the best that he may. Forgetting old wrongs with poems and songs to drive the cold winter away. Tis ill for the mind to anger inclined to think of small injuries now. If wrath be to seek, don't lend her thy cheek, don't let her inhabit thy brow. Cross out of thy books malevolent looks, both beauty and youth decay, and spend the long night in honest delight to drive the cold winter away.
Violin!
Of small injuries now. If wrath be to seek, don't lend her thy cheek, don't let her inhabit thy brow. Cross out of thy books malevolent looks, both beauty and youth decay, and spend the long nights in honest delights to drive the cold winter away.
All the wind.
With neighbors together to meet, to sit by the fire with friendly desire, in brother in love to greet. Old grudges forgot are put in the pot, all sorrows aside they lay. The old and the young doth carol this song to drive the cold winter away.
Here we go, Emma!
piece of history there. That was Drive the Cold Winter Away, recorded live at the Owen Fife Memorial Concert at Nuevo Chile, Toontown, November 12, 2012. A number of musicians played at that concert. Bobby LaFell, Jim Hancock, Alex Korolov on lute, Martha Gay on harp, Sick on violin, Max Dyer on cello, Sam Tinker on Doombeck, Jake Cooper also on Doombeck. One can only imagine the emotions at a show like that, and we are honored to be able to share that recording from the concert with you. Up next, another memory of Bob. Jim Lilquist of the Gypsy Gorilla Band writes, "Bob was a phenomenal music transcriber with really good script. I have several music sheets from him. Most noteworthy was the Texas Renaissance Festival Mask of the Conquistadors, The Adventure of Cabeza de Vaca, from 2002, with a script written by Jeff Baldwin. It is my understanding that Bob transcribed most of the music from recordings into sheets for the entire assembled band. I remember two pieces that seemed to me to be miraculous. Bailado, a piece written deceptively in 3-4, but was anything but. Here's a notational quote from Bob. Bailado. The chord changes vary between 4-3 and 2-beat patterns. The 4-beat changes are accented, large, small, large, small. The 2- and 3-beat changes accent the first beat, large, small, small, and large, small. Ouch. Ten Buen Guanico was in fast, 5-8. Large, small, small, large, small. The Mask was an unforgettable experience, and only Professor Bob could have pulled this music off. Bob Bielefeld appeared on a number of Gypsy Gorilla Band recordings, and this particular song coming up next might be one of the oddities. Shining Clear March features Bob Bielefeld not on flute or fife or recorder, instruments for which he was very well known, but instead on the jew's harp or mouth harp. So listen for that twang and just think of Bob Bielefeld happily twanging along. Here is the Shining Clear March from the Gypsy Gorilla Band album, Ernie's Pot of Gold.
Thank you. down the Glen one eastern morn to a city fair arrived. Ere amid lines of marching men and squadrons passed me by, no pipes did hum, no battle drum sound the loud tattoo, but the Angelus bell or the lippy swell rang out to the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town hung out the flag of war, for 'twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than in Sula's Sudabar. From the plains of royal meath, strong men came hurrying true, while Britannia's Huns with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy dew. Ba-ba, skibidi-da-ba, da-da, scooby-doo-da-da. Night fell black and the rifles cracked me, piteous heavy reel. Midst the leaden rain, seven tongues of flame shine o'er the lines of steel. By its shining blade, a prayer was said to Ireland, the sons be true. And when morning broke, still the war flag shook out fold neath the foggy dew. Ba-ba, scoo-da-doo-da-ba-da-ba, a ski-ba-dee-da-da. Might be free, and their lonely graves are by Sula's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. Or had they died by Pierce's side, fought with Cathal Blue, out the names we keep where the Fenians sleep neath the shroud of the foggy dew. Shine to the foggy dew, ba-ba. Scoop-a-dee-da-ba. Back through the glen I rode again, my heart with grief was sore, for I parted then with valiant men whom I never shall see no more. To and fro and I'll pray for you. Our slavery fled, oh, the glorious dead, when you fell neath the foggy dew. And to and fro the dreams go, I kneel and I'll pray for you. Slavery fled, oh, the glorious dead, when you fell neath the foggy dew.
And that song that you just heard was Foggy Dew by Mark Gunn off of the album Happy Songs of Death. Now, the album Happy Songs of Death is created in memory of Michael Younger, and it is a joyful juxtaposition of the morbid and the comic that celebrates murder ballads, the Black Death, and starving to death. Celtic songs, American songs, and notably several of Mark Gunn's original compositions all affirm that death is just the other side of life. This album is full of exciting and fun songs, and it took 4 years or so for the album to finally come to fruition. And now it can be yours. Mark Gunn has kindly offered to gift this album out to patrons of our podcast who are subscribed at the $5 and higher level. If you haven't seen all the notes about our changes or heard about them, there have been a few changes to the subscription levels, so check your emails, check the show notes, there should be more details about those there. But if you are subscribed at $5 or higher, you will be getting a copy of this album. So thanks once again to all the people who subscribe. And either way, thank you for listening. And here's another song from the album. This song is Jug of Punch. Enjoy.
One evening in the month of June, as I was sitting in my room, a small bird sat on an ivy punch. The song he sang was a jug of punch. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. A small bird sat on an ivy punch. The song he sang was a jug of punch. What more diversion can a man desire than to sit him down by an alehouse fire? On his knee a pretty wench, lying on the table a jug of punch. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. Upon his knee a pretty wench, lying on the table a jug of punch. Let the doctors come with all their art, they'll make no impression upon me heart. Even a cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside with the jug of punch. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. Even a cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside with the jug of punch. And if I get drunk, well, me money is me own, and them don't like me can leave me alone. I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go. And when I'm dead and I'm in me grave, no costly tombstone will I crave. Just lay me down in my native peat, with a jug of punch at my head and feet. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. Just lay me down in my native peat, with a jug of punch at my head and feet.
Bottle of Clare, a me to turn a turn a turn a turn a put a solemn at your boy and you are going. Want you bought a back clare, a me to turn a turn a turn a turn a put a dozen at your boy and you are going. Sean turn a bourbon, a souffle confuse a la guerre. Sean turn a bourbon, mes amis. Thank you.
I must confess, I just made up some of those French words.
That was another live recording from the Owen Fife tribute concert, recorded November 12th, 2012 in Toontown. We are fortunate enough and certainly honored that Bob's wife, Leslie, took a few moments to pass on some thoughts and memories of her own. She writes, "Bob was lucky to realize at 18 that he wanted to be a musician for the rest of his life. He had always been in choir, and when he went to college, he missed singing. He sought out musical friends in the usual hippie traditions of that day, and folks started to come to his apartment to jam. One day, one of them left a recorder, and Bob discovered his instrument of choice. He liked woodwinds because they were similar to the breath rhythms of singing. If he had to instruct a new fiddler, he would often tell them to add a breath into their rhythms. When I first met Bob, he was perhaps one of the preeminent melody players on the Ren circuit in 1991. I was a singer at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, and I was blown away by his addition to a band I was already familiar with, the Gypsy Gorilla Band. I had always enjoyed Jim and Joyce's music, but Bob's melody and solos seemed to make it all more real to me. I'm aware at this moment I could go on and on. I have 25 years of Bob stories to share. Bob met my mother and got to know her before I got to know him. She had just been divorced from my father and was working at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival in 91. They got to talking one day and really connected. That was Bob's lovely gift. He listened to people, and he remembered. When I introduced Bob to my mother, she said, "Oh, it's you." Again, we at the Renaissance Festival podcast would like to thank Leslie for taking time out during this difficult time to send us some thoughts and some stories of Bob to share with you, our listeners, and the community at large. Of course, Bob, well known for playing with the Gypsy Gorilla Band, the Brilli Minstrels, Celtic Stone, Cantiga, and the band Cantiga performed with Owen Fife as the New World Renaissance Band. This is a live recording of Owen Fife and the New World Renaissance Band performing Dai Di Dai live on stage at the Scarborough Renaissance Fair in 2012. And I have to admit, it's nice being able to play Owen and Bob together.
It's time for a Welsh song, my friends. Do we have any Welsh out there? No cousins? And we'll be up here for a couple minutes, my friends, after this last song, if you wish to take music home with you.
Dai di dai, blitha thodoi, dai di dai. Dai di dai, blitha thodoi, dai di dai. Dama floten bachnoelo, bidwinoira, wedi aedrigo, dagarai air, si darerido. Within planet, la daigwithian, wisti dai. plani plazai dom qui paro traini questi dai.
My friends, we'll be back here at 4 o'clock. All different songs, same jokes.
Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys!
That medley was Hobart's Transformation, Cluck Old Hen, by the man himself, Bob Bielefeld, from his album Around the Ancient Oaks. It seems unfair to try and sum up Bob's 40-plus year career in so few songs. Bob recorded with Podge Barinsky and Judith Pintar. He recorded with Diane Lynn, the Bard of Shea, with Three Hams on Rye, with Lunar Carnival, with so many, many musicians. As an author, he published Cantiga's Renaissance Festival Favorites through Mel Bay. He was so much to so many. And so, as our show draws near to its conclusion, and I would like to thank all of the artists who contributed tracks for this show, as well as those others such as the very talented Bard O'Shea, Diane Lynn, who offered us tracks that we simply did not have space for, and let them know how great we appreciate them offering to share their music and their moments with Bob Bielefeld with us. In the matter of memories of Bob Bielefeld, our final reminiscence is from Jim Hancock. He writes, "The first time I was at a Renaissance festival, I was blown away by the great musicians. At the end of the day, we would all gather in front of the public for a jam, with singers, players, bands, soloists, all playing together and showcasing the various acts. The bawdy beggar girls were the MCs, and our scene directed us. But the real leader was a flute player named Bob Bielefeld. He would tell the MCs who the next act would be, and he quietly directed the band. I was impressed with his ability to add musically to whatever music was going on." Fast forward a few years to Michigan, where Jim Lilquist and the Gypsy Gorilla Band hired Bob to round out the band to a quartet for several years. I was astounded by his great depth of knowledge and huge repertoire, as well as his extreme tastefulness in adding harmonies and countermelodies to Jim's rock-solid, and usually very fast, hammered dulcimer playing. Joyce and I played the rhythms while the two of them went to town on the melodies. It was a musician's dream. In the mid-90s, Bob and I formed the Burley Minstrels. He had a wonderful voice to sing harmonies with, and his eclectic knowledge of various ancient musical styles and tunes made it the most fun I could have musically anywhere. We would go effortlessly from an Irish drinking song to an ancient cantiga to a tune from Bulgaria. During the week, we would hold jazz jams to keep our music reading chops polished, and because we both enjoyed the old swing songs. Working with Bob in the studio could be a test of patience, but I could never argue with the results. He would dissect his parts into little pieces, playing and replaying them over and over, all the while watching a tuner to make sure everything was perfect. Still, he could jam like no other, coming up with improvised parts that would transport the listener to an exciting array of moods and places. He would insert familiar melodies into songs, a process which we call quotes. These quotes, if you even notice them, would always bring a smile or a chuckle from the other musicians. He always seemed to find a place to insert Pop Goes the Weasel into any song or tune, yet make it seem like it was always a part of the music. From jams to Christmas music with the Merry Minstrels, Bob, his wife Leslie, and me. From jazz standards to ancient songs by Richard the Lionheart. Bob had a well of music that was deep and seemingly endless, and everyone could drink freely of the intoxicating sounds that he produced. I'd like to take an extra moment to thank Jim Hancock for all of the aid and support that he provided in my preparing this show. The show that you're listening to would not have been possible without his efforts. Finally, before going into our last song, I'd like to leave you with a quote from the man himself. "Many years ago, someone told me that I had no right to grieve following the death of a close friend. How silly. Grief is the way we are healed as we remember those we have lost. It's in our DNA." The music of Bob Bielefeld is certainly in the DNA of all Renaissance Festival music, and he will be sorely missed. And so at last we come to our final song of the show. You've listened to a lot of music today, and hopefully it has brought you some joy. I hope that in some way today's show has helped bring you closer to this quiet giant of Renaissance Festival music. We leave you with a song by the Burley Minstrels from their album Go Merrily. Good night, and joy be with ye all. I'm Bob Brinkman. This has been the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
The year is wearing to the wane, and day is fading west away. Loud raves the torrent and the rain, and dark the cloud comes down the shore. But let the tempest howl and blow upon his loudest winter horn. Good night and joy be with you all. We'll maybe meet again the morn. Scotia's hills o'er Firth and Fell, and many a simple flower we've culled, and trimmed them with the heather bell. We've ranged the dingle and the dell, the hamlet and the baron's hall. Now let us take a kind farewell. Good night and joy be with you all. Ye have been kind as I was keen, and followed where I led the way, till ilka poet's lore we've seen, of this and many a former day. If e'er I led your steps astray, forgive your minstrel once for all. A tear falls with his parting lay. Good night and joy be with you all.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.